Tim and I have lived in 4 different countries on 3 different continents and in 3 different U.S. states since our 2 sons were born in 2005 and 2008. Aware of our peregrinations, people are often curious to hear my children talk about their travels and not infrequently about their respective birthplaces. Aiden, our firstborn, was the 5th or 6th generation male Stone to be born in Shasta County, California. But Graham was born in Scotland and has a Scottish birth certificate. When asked, "Where were you born?" Graham has sometimes replied, "In a bathtub." He pretends not to know what's really meant by the question and enjoys the laugh that this elicits. The birth pool at Forth Park Maternity Hospital in Kirkcaldy was less like a bathtub and more like the baptistry in the church in Greenport where I grew up. I pitied those poor pedo-baptists, as we Baptists referred to them, who merely sprinkled water from fonts onto babies who wouldn't even remember. Our baptisms were much more dramatic, usually involving adults telling exciting conversion stories in which the person about to be baptized recounted all sorts of thrilling but ultimately unfulfilling sins of which he or she had now repented before being immersed by my dad. Our baptistry was made for full-body dunking. The baptistry was under the floor where my father stood to preach on ordinary Sundays, an arrangement not dissimilar from that for the Bedford Falls High School gymnasium in It's a Wonderful Life, into which Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed plunge unexpectedly while dancing the Charleston, all while misapprehending the shrieking of the crowd as approbation of their performance. The floor beneath the pulpit was flimsy. During a boring sermon, I amused myself by it giving way as in a Dunk the Clown carnival gag, accidentally rebaptizing my very surprised dad. I used to help him fill it, and sometimes longed to take a dip in it myself, after I'd learned to swim. But though we Baptists didn't believe in such a thing as holy water, to swim in a baptistry would have constituted some kind of sacrilege nonetheless. I arrived at the hospital in Scotland laboring hard, contractions coming so close together that it took considerable time simply to move from the car to the front door. Sitting in the car, I breathed and hummed through one contraction, then got out of the car, walked several feet, and stopped to breathe and hum through another. I repeated this process several times, entered, repeated it several more, and finally made it to the midwifery unit. "Ach! But you're just a wee lass. We're gonna have to let some water out the birth pool." The midwife greeted me cheerfully and led me into the assigned room where, in the shamelessness of labor, I stripped to the skin, piece by piece, strewing my clothes about and staggering toward the pool. I lowered myself into the calm water of the rectangular birth pool, so very like the baptistry of my Baptist childhood. It is one thing to say that Jesus is the bread of life, and another to put the bread the priest has consecrated and declared to be the body of Christ into your mouth and chew it. It is one thing to talk about the symbolism of water, so suggestive of both life and death, and to imagine grace and alleviation as a buoy, and hope as an anchor through turbulent and painful times. And it is another to rock back and forth.